Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid, right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And today is November the 6th. It's almost Turkey Day. Can you believe it? But before we get to Turkey Day, don't forget, coming up is going to be Veterans Day. That's right. I'm a veteran. Our dear brother Clarence M. Allen is a veteran. And we are veterans. We have served the United States of America in the military. And our day, our holiday is coming up. So don't forget, if you have a family member or a loved one or a friend that is a veteran, don't forget Veterans Day is coming up. And we want to salute all of our soldiers and all the ones who have served our country. And that is why it's so extremely important to make sure that every person that served in the military should not be without an income, without a job, or homeless. every person that served in the military in the United States of America should be very well taken care of. And it's a beautiful morning in our neighborhood, and I want to thank God for it. Yesterday, my church, I have a thing now called The Church. It's called The Church. It's non-denominational. Everybody can come on at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., The Church. Yesterday, we did a sermon on the Ten Commandments. Hey, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, I see you. Sometimes people forget about God's commandments, and they just out there doing any and everything. So I did a review because, you know, we always do all this prosperity preaching about, oh, a check going to be in the mail, you're going to get all this. No, yes, no, we're going to keep it real. We're living in some really, really trying times. And they're talking about martial law. They're talking about people more or less working at home more than they do at work ever since the pandemic. And we're going to talk about, that's one of our topics for today. I want to, you know, at the beginning of the show, I'd like to give a big shout out to somebody who did a great thing in Black history. And if you never heard of her before, her name is Loretta Claiborne. She has a very inspirational story. Loretta Claiborne is an American global speaker and multi-sport athlete who competed in the Special Olympics. She has been honored with the 1996 Arthur Ashe ESPY Award, which was presented to her by Denzel Washington. She was born in 1953. She is 70 years old. She lives in York, Pennsylvania. She was in the Special Olympics for 50 years of changing the games. She met with the President of the United States of America. She met not only with the President of the United States of America, she met with the governor. She carried the torch in the Olympics. She is a historical, wonderful, phenomenal person who had a mental disability and took her mental disability and turned it into a ability to achieve her achievement. That just goes to show you, it doesn't matter who you are or what you're going through. If you have faith and you have it in your heart and you really want it, God will bless you to get it. She was a strong believer in God, and I just wanted, that's why I'm talking about her this morning. And Loretta Claiborne is a world-class runner and gifted motivational speaker. And at first she couldn't speak well, but as time went on, she became better and better. And so again, she was a world-class runner and gifted motivational speaker who happens to also be a Special Olympics athlete and a person who has been with an intellectual disability. So we want to honor Loretta Claiborne for this show. And she still is a phenomenal person who, against all odds, changed history and became famous for her ability to run. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Now, look, if you want to call into the show, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064 and press 1, it'll put you in the queue. If you want to listen to the show, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, good morning, Auntie Gloria Freeman. Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you want to listen to our show online, you go to blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. And you can be right there online. Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Now, if you want to look at me right now and see me right now, you can go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live and connect with us, and you can see me right now on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Or you can see me live on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. So there you go. Now, for those people that are trying to call the 646 number, 646-787-8064, and you're having a problem, they want to charge you, well, I have a free number for you. It's called In the Mist, In the Mist. So you dial 720-844-9222. 720-844-1225. 720-844-1225. Then you dial 605-313-5152. 605-313-5152. And the access code is 753-454. Thank you, Auntie Gloria. I want to shout out my Auntie Gloria. I hope you had the best trip in the whole wide world. Yeah. And just want to shout you out. You're probably at work getting those dead presidents. Well, the other thing that I want to talk about this morning that's really important is our first topic. But before we go into it, I want to get in our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to the co-panelists who are coming on this morning. But especially, good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout the city, state, nation, and even around the world. Once again, we have tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. Pastor Eddie, I'm strapped in. I'm ready to roll. You have these hot button topics, things we need to know, things we need to right from the wrongs that's happening across our state, nation, and even around the world. So thanks for having me, Pastor Eddie.
I'm looking forward to talking about our first topic with you, Brother Clarence M. Allen. And I can't wait, so just stand by because we're going to get started in just a minute. Without further ado, let's get Professor Reams into the studio. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to the Blessed Bob Talk Radio program on Mondays, where we talk about all of the key issues and also how God works with us to make sure that we have his grace and mercy. So good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone.
Good morning, Professor Ring.
And without further ado, let's get in, I believe, is Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning to Clarence and Allen. Good morning, Professor Reams. Shout out to Cousin V and to Dr. Aretha and to my butterfly, Dr. Granny V. Good morning to all of the listeners, to everybody from In the Midst. God bless you. Good morning. And happy Monday, everybody. God bless.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God, praise God. And I believe that this is our co-host, Linda Goldie. Without further ado, good morning, Linda Goldie. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Well, I was a little frustrated trying to get the show, but I'm glad I got it.
Well, we're happy to. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Linda Goldie,
good morning, Linda Goldie, and also good morning to Lana.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just talked about Loretta Claiborne, and Loretta Claiborne was an amazing. I'm going to read it one more time for those who didn't know, and if you haven't seen the movie, please watch the movie about Loretta Claiborne. Kimberly Elise plays the role of Loretta Claiborne. Loretta Claiborne is an American global speaker and multi-athlete who competed in the Special Olympics. She has been honored with the 1996 Arthur Ashe ESPY Award, Courage Award, presented to her by none other than the great actor Denzel Washington. She was in the Special Olympics for many years, and she traveled all over the world. She met with governors, the President of the United States. She was honored, and she has so many awards and trophies, and a lot of her stuff she gave to the other Olympians in the Special Olympics that didn't even receive an award. She gave them her awards. She was a very loving and giving, and still is. She is now 70 years old. So I just want to go real quick around our guests, our co-producers, and ask them, Clarence and Malin, what do you think about Loretta Claiborne?
Extraordinary woman, Pastor Eddie, and to have an ability of any kind and to go out and compete, win those challenges, and to be recognized from around the world. This is just another amazing accomplishment by a descendant of an African captured slave. And see the, you know, what we can do regardless of our abilities, inabilities, what we believe in, and maybe some who lack, but still to get in there and compete, phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much. Professor Raines, please take the floor. Give us your take on Loretta Claiborne.
I think this shows just the power of how the good Lord has always blessed everyone who believes in him, and that even though in our society we place limitations, so if you can't do this or you're not able to do that, God always proves us wrong when he's in charge, and he brings it and brings it very well for all that believe in him. So it's just great to have role models. I use many of them for many of the my academic daughters that I teach, that everything and anything is possible. And just believe in him, walk the pathway, and he will show you the way, but also make the opportunities available for you. So a wonderful
Amen.
Example of how all of this works. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Professor Reams. I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor. Loretta Claiborne, what do you think about Loretta Claiborne? Even though she was mentally retarded, she had a mental disability, she overcame her inability, turned it into an ability, and ended up meeting the president and people that she never thought that she would ever meet in her life, and even being presented with the ESPY Awards, the Arthur Ashe ESPY Awards in 1996 by Denzel Washington. Go right ahead, Talana. What do you think about that and her?
It sounds like we're celebrating all of her accolades, everything that she has persevered and dedicated herself through. And it shows that no matter how much people knock you down or try to tell you that you cannot do something, that you can do whatever you put your mind to. As far as she stuck to her goals, she did not give up, and she made it through, and she won. So that is a testimony. It is a well-earned testimony.
Amen,
and
amen.
I congratulate and hope that Miss Loretta is, I would say her and her entire family, are well-wished and completely blessed, because it just feels great to hear. It also says that sometimes the impossible can be possible. With God, all things. And he worked out her situation, so I believe that anything is possible.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Good morning, Shirley Allen on Instagram. Good morning. Welcome to you and Eric. God bless you guys. Thank you so much, Talana, for that very important information. Linda Goldie, I'm quite sure you've probably seen the movie about Loretta Claiborne, who grew up in a foster care home, who, against all odds, was teased because she was mentally retarded, but she became a fighter and she fought her way to the top, and she changed history for people who have inabilities and created abilities from her inabilities. What do you want to say about that, Linda Goldie?
I just think she epitomizes courage and determination. And that's something that's so often lacking in this, you know, easy access society where everything is at your fingertips with a screen. You know, she didn't have that. But she had something inside of her that was stronger and smarter and more powerful than that.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Linda Goldie. To everybody out there, you're on Addie Jones Radio Talk Show, and all the way out there in Virginia, I see you, Auntie Gloria. Hang in there with us, Auntie Gloria. I'm so glad you're with us this morning. I want to send a big shout out to my wife. Hi, wife. I love you. You know that. And then I want to send a big shout out to all of my family members, my newborn grandchild, Jaden. Thank you. Welcome to the world, Jaden, my new grandson. And I'm so grateful. Hello there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I want to say this. We're going to go into our topics right now. Our first topic, our very first topic is bullying in California. In some school districts, black students are being targeted by their Latino peers. Now, we all know that bullying is a bad thing. Bullying is a terrible thing. Bullying should not be done anywhere. They have bullying in the workplace, bullying at home, bullying at the grocery store, bullying on the highway. It's everywhere, and it's getting out of control. Now it's out of control in the schools, in elementary school, middle school, high school, and even some colleges. So with that being said, I want to just share something with you before we start going into our topic about bullying. While bullying is known to occur in schools, it can also take place within families, in the workplace, or even among friend groups. How someone might find help or support when they're being bullied depends on the person's age, where the bullying is taking place, and how mild or severe it affects and how much it's happened to that person. For instance, a young child who was bullied might see a child counselor, while adults and other peers may see seek psychological help. Good morning, Mary. Good morning. Welcome, welcome. Good morning, Shirley. Welcome, welcome. Stay with us. We're talking about a very important topic. If you've ever been bullied, if you're on Facebook Live and you've ever been bullied, good morning, good morning. Sending out big heart to you. If you've ever been bullied, just type it in. If you're on Facebook right now, live, if you've ever been bullied, just say yes or no or share a little bit about your experience and how did you overcome it. Let's see here. Therapy for people who have been bullied is so important. You got to get therapy. You can't, you know, because really bullies are just, they're just bad people. They really are. And when people are bullied, they get angry, they get anxiety, they feel isolated, they feel ashamed, and they internalize, you know, what's going on in their life. They don't want to tell anybody because the bully has got them so scared that they're afraid to say something. So without further ado, I want to start off with our professor, Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Professor Reams, our first topic is bullying in California. In some school districts, black students are being targeted by their Latino peers. Let's talk about that. Why is it so out of control? I know we have a lot of people coming over the border and a lot of stuff going on, but they're targeting African-American and black kids, and they're bullying them on an all-time high. One kid was beat up, and after they beat him up, they bullied him and beat him up, and then they put their knee on his neck and said, "You're going to be the next George Floyd." So that was an example of some of the stuff I've been reading about. Please take the floor, Professor Reams. What's going on with this bullying?
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And that was the Santa Barbara incident that occurred in the Santa Barbara School District. Because what is happening is in these areas, now bullying happens because you have a numbers game. You have one group or a size of a group which is larger than another group. And so they feel they have territorial privilege to be able to control the group overall. So what you're looking at is power and privilege, which is being affected. Now, when it comes to dealing with the Latino versus black situation, this is also couched into age-old racism that has gone back for many, many years, because in each of the communities, there has been this power dynamic where if it were a predominantly black and then the minority is Hispanic and or white, then bullying happened on that end. If, however, the numbers switch where there's only 2%, and in that instance there are only 2% blacks, but 47% were Latino and 43% are white, then it reverses itself. So the idea of power and privilege and hate goes both ways. But in this incident, we also have a situation where you have Afro-Latinos who are also playing on the bullying that goes on within the Latino community as well. Because the fact that there is the issue of, let's look at it from this point of view. Being Latino is not a race. It is an ethnicity that has been brought about because there has been a mixture of European and or Mexican that has occurred since the indigenous population occurred back during the 1800s, okay? When this occurred, you're having the Europeans from the Spanish side come over with the European look of, lack of a term, of European features. Mm-hmm. So the issue now comes where you have a power and privilege where when you have white supremacy, each
yes.
group that comes into this country wants to have the same power and privilege of the dominant group. So in this case, you could call it whiteness. So those Latinos that look more Anglo are going to associate with white, whereas those that are not, that don't have those features, are going to be bullied and put down. Tenoch Huerta, actor who played in Black Panther, said that his darker skin, and to us he doesn't look dark, but to Mexicans he looks dark, and he
right.
has his complexion and lower, that is has been discriminatory and a racist colorism that goes on with that particular ethnicity. So
excuse me, Professor Ames. Excuse me one moment.
Yeah.
I apologize for interrupting you. One of our guests online, her name is Mary. Mary says she was very bad. I was very badly where I could not go to school. She was being
yeah.
bullied. She says she was beaten up every day. We send our heart out to you, Mary. God bless you. We don't wish that on anybody. Anybody else on Shirley Allen or Wanda or anybody, if you want to say something about it, have you ever been bullied? Please go right ahead and retake the floor. Professor Eames, I was just acknowledging that Mary says she was beat up every day on her way to school. Go right ahead, Professor.
Okay. So in this power dynamic, the issue is that with the students and those in that situation, the closer what translates to whiteness or having that power and privilege means to be discriminatory and to bully those of African-American, Afro-Latino, those of browner skin. So what you're seeing is a power dynamic, no different than the power dynamic that went on when Nuri Martinez and some of the other council people were trying to make the black community invisible in order to secure power. So it is, and unfortunately, it is one of the circumstances where if the numbers were different, then we would see the same dynamic with the minority or smaller group against the group that has the larger numbers. So that's unfortunately where we are, especially when we have a complexity. So when you see that some groups are moving towards reelecting number 45, it's because mm-hmm. that's a way of getting close to that privilege of being in power so that they can have all the privilege and power to do whatever they want to do. And it's also like a rites of passage to show that you're not a person of color. You're really more sharing our beliefs and our focus on power and
right.
privilege. And so I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Okay, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We just heard, yes. We just heard from our professor, Professor Reams. We're talking about bullying. Bullying is getting out of control. It's in elementary schools right now. It's in middle schools. It's in high schools. It's in the workplace. It's on the highway when you're driving and somebody cuts you off and they want to bully you with their car. Mary said that she was beaten up every day. She was very badly mistreated and bullied growing up, and I don't wish that on anybody. But before we go to our next person, our next co-producer that's going to talk about bullying, I want to welcome Connie. Welcome, Connie. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time on, thank you for coming on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. If you have a pen and paper, I want to give you the number to call. It's a bullying hotline. There's a bullying hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255. It's 1-800-273-8255. This is a helpline that's set up by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I see you there, Clarence and Mallon. The helpline is set up by the United States Department of Health and Human Services. And then they have a kids hotline, too, which is 1-800. You can use that same number for the kids, too. 1-800-273-8255. And you want to write that down and keep it on your refrigerator or somewhere where you know you can find it in case there's a situation that occurs that pertains to bullying, whether it's your kids or your grandkids or your nieces and nephews or whoever. This is a very, very important hot topic. And so with that being said, I want to go to Clarence and Mallon. Clarence and Mallon, please take the floor. We're talking about bullying. And we're talking about a lot of Latinos in the schools now, being that it's more numbers.
Pastor Eddie, this is such a hot-button topic, but let me just commend Professor Reams first, because not only did he get into the nuts and bolts, but he got into the threads of those nuts and bolts and described all the intricacies of, well, you know what I'm trying to say, the intricate parts of how all this came about and what we are dealing with today. And so, you know, you mentioned it, Pastor Eddie, about, you know, the hot button topic.
Yeah.
And so let me just go into this a little bit more from the article. It said that a black student in Santa Barbara Unified School District was assaulted by Latino students. His attackers called him the N-word and nailed on his neck while repeatedly chanting the George Floyd name. And then it goes on to explain that it took a while for the school district to allow this information to get out to not just the parents, but also students in that district. And then it says, despite the psychological trauma this student experienced, the school did little to provide him mental health support. And so last week, you gave that mental health hotline number, so I hope you do that again after I finish my small input. And this in spite of Assembly Bill, which is here in California, AB 1145, the Child Abuse and Neglect Reporting Act, a state law that provides specific instructions for school to follow in such incidents as these. The NAA have been involved. Now you are involved because here we are on Eddie Justice Jones radio talk show this morning, shining a light on a subject that I think is so important, especially to all of us of color, you know, and it goes back to what Professor Reem said, where the colonializing from some Latinos to thinking because of the color of their skin, to think that they are white and they are not. They were subjugated just like our ancestors were, you know. And so, you know, I have a friend, Amir Abdul, and a couple of years ago we went out just on the border of the city of Compton in Long Beach. There's a high school down there. And it's just east of the 710 freeway. Down past the 91. But anyway, he did an eloquent education on how not just blacks were colonized, but also Latinos. And so if we don't recognize our history, who our ancestors were, what they went through, and all the horrors and, should I say, the misguided educations that we have been given and continue today, we have what we know is what we think we are different, but we're not. If we do our studies, we will understand and know that we are part of the 12 tribes of Israel, according to the Bible.
Come on.
So we all are related, but because of the color of the skin, the straightness of the hair, and our difference in beliefs and thinking this way and that way, we have this. And even here in L.A., we have Latino communities, which target blacks. And so, Pastor Eddie, this is just another sad topic, but we need to shine a light, a magnifying glass, and let this be known so we can work things out and understand that whether you're Latino, whether you're black, we both have been victimized by some of the same atrocities, and to think that we're different when we are not.
Amen. Praise God. Let's give a big hand for Clarence.
Well said, regulator.
I want to welcome Barbara Hubbard to the show. Good morning, Barbara Hubbard. We're so glad that you're with us. Mary is with us. She said, I was also almost kidnapped at the age of 6 and became afraid of men until she was 18 years old because she was bullied. And she said she was beat up every single day. Can you imagine going to school, somebody's taking your lunch, they're taking your lunch money, they're pushing you down, they're telling you you're nobody. These are some of the things that Loretta Claiborne had to go through, the great track runner. Good morning, Sister Barbara Hubbard. Loretta Claiborne, who overcame with her mental illness, she had mental retardation, she became one of the best track stars in the world. She was in the Special Olympics for many, many years. Again, she ended up meeting the President of the United States. She ended up carrying the torch in the Olympics. She did a lot. She ran the Boston Marathon. She overcame her inability. Sometimes we have little things happen on the show, and I had to silence that. And, but we're talking about a very important topic right now. The topic that we're talking about is bullying, and there's a lot of bullying going on. So with that being said, I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, please take the floor, Linda, and talk to us about what you feel about bullying in the elementary school, middle school, high school, and college level right now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I think this is just symptomatic of the bullying that goes on in homes. It starts in homes. You know, the bigger kids bully the littler kids. And you go to school and the richer kids bully the poorer kids. And, you know, it's just any excuse. It's any excuse. It's just the devil at work. And one of the ways he works through us. As people, it's not racial. I mean, I was bullied. I was when our house burned down, we had nothing, you know. And so I was a poor kid in the rich kid's Catholic school, and the big kids bullied me, you know. So,
what were some of the things they did to you when they bullied you, Linda? How did they bully you?
Oh well, there was this one tall girl, and I was always very small. I'm still small. And she, my mother had given me a nice fur coat for Christmas or something, you know, and I know she had to pinch pennies to do that. And the big girl, you know, told me take it off, and she put it on, and she ripped the shoulders out, and when I tried to hit her, you know, she just held me off with her hand because she was, you know, she was bigger and she could do that. And I was swinging at the air, you know. I was always humiliated because I was small and I was poor.
My gosh. Well, thank you so much, Linda Goldie, for sharing that with us. I wanted to go to Tawana Jones. Yeah, that's, you know. I remember one time, coming home from school in middle school, there was a bully at our school, and he attempted to bully me, and I'll just tell you this: he didn't bully me anymore. I'm not going to say what happened, but I'll just say the buck stopped right there, and that's what you have to do to a bully. You got to stop them, because if you show them that you're afraid, they'll continue to bully you. Take your lunch money. Take your lunch. make you insult you in front of other people, make you feel that you're less than who you are. And I want you all to know, who's ever listening on the phone, if you've ever been bullied, everybody is somebody. You are somebody. Don't let a bully steal your joy. Bullying should be and is against the law. And bullies should be put into jails where they can see who the real bullies are, because they're just out on the streets bullying people that they know that they can bully, just like all these Latino kids jumped on this one black kid and were chanting George Floyd stuff while they put their knee on his neck. Okay, now had there been, let's see, Barbara Hubbard said, I believe that bullying should be addressed. Some parents take these issues lightly. Anytime a child comes home and tell you that a Hispanic child tells you, a black girl, that he doesn't like to be in a group study with a N-word, it's time to take it to the office. I don't like a bully in school or on the job. I couldn't agree with you more, Barbara Hubbard. You hit the nail on the head. There's bullying going on at the job. People want to intimidate people from being advanced, from getting jobs, certain jobs. They make it hard for you to get the job. They bully you, tell you can't do the job. They insult you. They when it's lunchtime, everybody want to go sit on one side with all the little people, and then they don't want to respect you and have lunch with you. People are so, and this is why I preached about God's commandments yesterday. All 10 of God's commandments, thy shall not steal, thy shall not kill, thy shall not bear false witness, thy shall not covet thy neighbor. This is why, because people have forgotten about God's commandments, and if they did live by God's commandments, then they wouldn't be bullying anybody, but they don't care. That's the problem. They don't care. We should have had Bully the Bull on, and you know what, I still might be able, maybe Clarence, you could reach out to him while we're on the show, and maybe he can come on while we're still on, but we do want to talk a little bit about Bully the Bull. Let me go to my daughter, Tawana Jones, and see how this line is doing here. Let's see. Tawana, are you there? Tawana, are you there? All right, so I don't know what's happening with that line there. So there's something funny going on with the line. But we're talking about bullying in California and in some school districts. Black students are being targeted by their Latino peers. And I don't like to bring race into it. I just wish nobody wouldn't bully anybody. But Sister Hubbard pulled up a big, you know, when you have a Hispanic child tells you that a black girl that he doesn't want to be around that child and calls her the N-word, the audacity. And Barbara Hubbard said, amen, this world is evil and these children are learning these things at home. We never was taught to hate, but other ethnic groups are taught to hate us blacks. I want to go back to Professor Rams on how do you feel about other, like Latinos calling African-American kids the N-word. Please take the floor, Professor Reams. Give us your take on that. As a professor, how does that feel? How does it hurt to know that someone's calling you the N-word and, you know, we already been through slavery and everything else, and now we're dealing with this? Go right ahead.
It's very hurtful because one of the problems is that, again, it's intentional, but then in the switch had it to go both ways where, you know, the N-word is said, but then the other word for the other race has also been used, so it becomes a moot point. And so when both are said, it's, and the person, well, how dare you say that? It says, well, how dare you say the other? So where are we going to go with this situation? You have
situation.
Oh, no worries, Pastor Jones. It's one of the situations where, as you took the person to the sidewalk cafe, it gets called out completely and honestly to have that conversation. Because in one of my classes, if they want to have that conversation, we're going to go toe-to-toe. We're going to have a conversation, and we're going to have a resolution to this. Otherwise, if it continues, that person or that other person will not continue in my class, period. So there is definitely that dynamic that's there, but it's also in all the other communities that have been taught to simply just hate.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Even the dogs don't want to be bullied.
Exactly. My four-legged babies had seen something, and so they're making sure that bully runs away.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor Raines. Clarence M. Allen, I'd like to get your closing remarks on this topic of bullying before we go into our next topic. Go right ahead. Oh, wait, let me get Clarence back in. I apologize. Go right ahead, Clarence. Take the floor. Clarence, are you there? Okay, we're going to stand by. Linda Goldie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
So give us your closing remarks on the bullying, and we'll go back to Clarence in just a minute.
Okay, well, like I said, I think it begins in the home, and, you know, it's just the big kids always bully the little kids. You know, I just saw an article about a middle schooler, and this, what kills me is that people take pictures of what's happening, but they don't interfere.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know, you're so right, Linda, and that's the sad part. People start videotaping, and I want people to know there's an assembly bill called AB 1145. It's the Child Abuse and Neglect Reporting Act. And there is a bill that to stop bullying, that people can be arrested and can go to jail for bullying. Again, the bill is called, it's an Assembly Bill AB 1145, the Child Abuse and Neglect Reporting Act. And I just thought I'd share that with everybody, because write that down and do your research. And if you know anybody that's being bullied or being mistreated, you can report it and you can have something done about it. Now, who do you call? If I'm going to give out the number again. This is also a mental health. These